Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Going to hear from Roquan Smith here in a second, but let's get back to the phones. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan, Bob 80 Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Columbia. It is Rome. Rome, thanks for holding. What is happening?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon or good morning. I wanted to ask your opinion on something, Vinny. As the Ravens prepared for this season, looking for a backup quarterback, they landed on Cooper Rush. We were talking about that. Why would the Ravens go? You know, because the Ravens' offense is primarily around the quarterback, like read option, that sort of thing. Why would they get a quarterback that has a totally different skill set than the starter? I mean, they just so now he can only run half of the run plays that we do in our whole scheme, and then it makes the lineman block differently. And I'll hang up and listen to your comment, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Help us make some sense of that. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Rome.
It was kind of different that they did that. And when they did it, I didn't never really watch Cooper Rush play, but he had a 9-5 record, right, as a starter, which we like. Me and Mel Kiper were talking about it this morning. You look at the quarterbacks, the backup quarterbacks that have been successful lately, they are former high draft picks that were starters. With every team that you're looking at, those guys are, they were really good. And Cooper Rush, Bob, he was undrafted free agent out of Western Michigan. So, you look at like the Mac Jones, you look at Wentz, you could even include Darnold and Danny Dimes.
Oh, sure.
And all those types. And you got to pay for, a backup quarterback. So the Ravens go get that type of guy next year would probably be more benefit, because those guys have been in there and they've done it, and they're more, like you said, get somebody that is more comparable, to Lamar. I don't know. Would you feel comfortable with like a Fields?
Man, I've been talking him up being good, and he keeps proving me wrong. He got benched Sunday.
Or how about Richardson?
Can he win you two games?
Rush could. I thought, but then what? Well, till I watched him at training camp, then I didn't think he could. But I mean, because when you, I don't even, who's Kansas City's backup quarterback?
Oh, it's some
Minshew.
Yeah, Minshew. You yeah. see Raiders backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett.
Oh, yeah.
He fumbled his first snap. Welcome to the game. I know you're down 31-0, but Kansas City taking victory formation with like 2.5 minutes left in the game.
Andy Reid was doing was solid.
All right, let's get back to the Ravens. We were just talking about Roquan Smith, as brought up by Joan Woodbury. And here's Roquan, met with the media yesterday, back at practice for the first time in 3 weeks. Says the locker room, hey, you might not be feeling it, but we're still sticking together around here.
I know each and every guy that's in this locker room, at least to the degree that I know them. And I feel like that degree is deep enough to know the mindset and how optimistic each and every guys are in this locker room. I feel like we're all internal optimists. And when you think about it from like that perspective, it's like we know exactly what we have to do. And it's about going out and doing it. And like I've reiterated to the guys throughout the week and at the back end of last week, it's about locking your jaw and having that mindset of like, hey, it's going to go down by any means, and you got to be there and be willing to put your face in the fan every given play.
And you know what? Saying it and doing it are two different. They got to go do it. Like he said, they got to go do it. I mean, enough talk has been talked. Now it's about what's going on. Because, Bob, I mean, when I turn the TV on, and the defense comes out, I have no confidence that they're going to stop anybody. That's just me when I'm watching. I'm like, you know, and that's why I asked you last week, you know, if they win the toss, do you want the ball?
Oh, I want the ball every time now.
Yeah, and they lost the toss the other day, you know, and then went down and scored. So I just have no confidence in that defense.
And
right
to your
now.
Point. And Marlon Humphrey talked about it. We played it earlier. We'll hear that for NFL Lunch. Yeah, we're saying all the right things and this, that, and the other, but it's time to put up or shut up.
No doubt.
And facing the family of Frank Drebin from The Naked Gun. Bye week. How'd that reset you, Roquan?
Yeah, no, the bye week was awesome. I think it came at a right time for us as a team, for myself as well, getting back healthy, and then just like redialing our focus and just knowing, you know, the plans and like the plan on where we want to go and doing that and getting back healthy. So it's major for us for sure.
I mean, redial the focus. I mean, you know, the focus, I mean, you're sitting 1-5. So it's pretty simple. It's one game at it. This is your Super Bowl. The Chicago games are Super Bowl. Cause if you lose the Super Bowl, the season's over, you know, so they got to win. It's win at all costs. And they've got to come out and play like that, like their hair, like Cincinnati did. Played their ass off, at least on offense. Defensively, a different story. But, I mean, they just got to – and the other thing is you got to tackle well. If you're playing, if you're zeroed in, you know, and you're passionate, you're going to tackle better. I mean, what, 30 tackles missed in 3 games? Come on, what kind of focus is that? None.
How is that – talk about energy level on Sundays. How was that energy level on a Monday at practice?
Yeah, no, it was an awesome vibe out there today. I feel like everyone is refreshed, regenerated, like, and everyone is feeling, you know, exactly what we know we need to feel in order to be the best version of ourselves. So that's what it's about, and going out and doing that. And I felt like the energy was really great at practice. Guys was dialed in, locked in, not many mental mistakes or even physical mistakes for that matter. And I'm feeling really confident, so very excited to see that. And it's also a sign of confidence as well.
Well, I mean, that gives him a chance, you know. I here's the only thing that I would say about that is we've heard Harb say we had a great week of practice and then they sucked on Sunday.
Yep.
You know, so I mean, that's, you got to do it on Sunday. You know, having good practices during the week, that's great. You know, no mental errors, that's great because they've had a million. You know, so let's see if all these good practices do anything for Sunday. That's what it's all going to come down to.
And how many times have we heard this year, well, we practice great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Sunday they go out and lay an egg.
Yeah.
A pterodactyl egg.
They don't so practice big. Like they play.
when we come back. Let's count some dough, shall we? Buy or sell. Hopefully, Turn It Up Tuesday style. Talk about the sports subjects of this day. NBA starts tonight, believe it or not. So we got a lot to get into there. Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com. Preview the World Series with him. Toronto taking on the Dodgers, which starts Friday. And then the Oriole managerial search. I've been saying all along, Toronto, this year, they're going to be the Orioles next year. The Orioles this year was them last year. Get it? They both finished in last place. How far are the Orioles from reaching that sort of lofty?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heights.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com. Talk baseball with him. Bottom of the hour, World Series is set. Dodgers and Blue Jays. But right now, before we get to the many sports subjects of this day, let's count some dough, hopefully, buy or sell.
Yeah, Bob, the Dow is up 289. It's at 46,995. I don't think we've ever been 47,000 on the Dow. The S&P's up 11. NASDAQ's up 9. DraftKings down 23 cents. Under Armour's up 11 cents, $4.68.
We're starting in college football today. It's been a season full of chaos, but there has been one constant force, and that's Ohio State. They steamrolled Wisconsin over the weekend to stay undefeated, and it was just the latest outstanding performance by their defense. Second shutout of the year, sixth time they've held their opponent to under 10 points, 41 total points overall on the season. That's the least through seven games since 1993. When Florida State allowed 38 in the same span. Five games remain in the regular season, and since Penn State has fallen pretty much off a cliff, their toughest test will be Michigan, and that might not even be that close to begin with. Buy or sell, Vinny, Ohio State will give up less than 100 total points by the end of the year. They need to average no more than 11 per game allowed the rest of the way.
I'll buy it. Matt Patricia's doing a hell of a job. Another guy, Bob, that not a great head coach, but a hell of a coordinator.
Well, don't make him your offensive coordinator like Bill Belichick did.
Yeah, or special teams or whatever.
Problems there.
But he's still got that pencil, you know.
Yes, he does.
Trying like to write on the sheets that you
look like a guy
on.
That's about to put new cabinets in your kitchen.
I think he just forgot it's there. That's the same pencil from 10 years ago.
<Is it? laughs>
let's go over to the NBA. Season starts tonight. A lot of outlets around the sports media landscape putting together their top 100 player lists.
Oh boy.
And, well, there's no real consensus here, I guess. A lot of difference of opinion. But one constant, though, really no mention of any Wizards players at all. I know it's a big shocker. All jokes aside, there are plenty of former Wizards players from within the last few years who do magically pop up in within the top 100 once they leave. At least CBS Sports, for example, Denny Avdia is in the top 100, Daniel Gafford, Jordan Poole, just to name a few. Meanwhile, the young rising stars for Washington, Koulibaly, Carrington, Saar, maybe still a little too new to be recognized, but buy or sell, Bob, by the end of this season, at least one of those young three players will be on the national radar.
Top 100 level?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, just,
I'll buy that. Now, Denny Avdia, in the second half of the season especially, was tearing it up for Portland. If you would have said Rui Hachimura, I would never watch the NBA again. If you had him in as a top 100 guy, even though he might be a nice play daily fantasy with LeBron out tonight. But, yeah, I could see that. Saar especially, was he second pick in the draft last year? Koulibaly just got to stay healthy, and we love Bob because Baltimore guy. Cam Whitmore as well. They're a year away, I think, from making a run at like an eighth seed kind of thing. But, yeah, I'll buy that one of them will get some top 100 love, sure.
Go back to college football. The firings continued over the weekend when Florida let go of Billy Napier. This has been rumored for a while now, so it didn't really come out of nowhere. High expectations surrounding the program, a ton of NIL funding, but never really led to any wins, certainly no prominent bowls either. But because of those expectations, because of their strong history, and of course the money, Florida will instantly be right next to Penn State as the most attractive jobs in the country. Who's in line to take it? Seeing a lot of speculation that Florida is going to make a heavy push for Lane Kiffin, and potentially the feeling could be mutual. Meanwhile, Ole Miss trying to retain Lane Kiffin by any means necessary. They're trying to put together kind of a extension similar to what Indiana gave Cignetti about a week ago. Buy or sell, Vinny, Kiffin would be better off staying at Ole Miss, where he's built up a ton of goodwill for resurrecting the program.
I'll buy that. You know, he was ranked fifth. You know, he wins, 10, 11 games every year. And he just can't win. You know, he's still going to be in the
SEC. Signature win is what he's looking for.
Against Georgia or Alabama.
Yeah. Got to get that one.
Talk's a big game.
Oh, yeah.
And talks trash. He'd be a good pro wrestling guy.
Well, he's similar to what Spurrier did at Florida. Spurrier talked crap all the time.
They backed it up on the field, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How about a little baseball here? The Jays finished the job last night against the Mariners. Their reward is the first World Series appearance in franchise history since 1993. Vlad Guerrero Jr., your ALCS MVP, after posting a very impressive stat line, 10 for 26, 3 homers, 3 doubles. Keep in mind, he started the series in games 1 and 2, a combined 0 for 7. So a ton of work here as of late. But I'm not saying, hey, what about George Springer? Of course, he had the big swing last night. 3 homers overall, just like Vlad. 8 hits, a little bit less than Vlad, but 7 RBIs compared to Vlad Jr.'s 3 in the series. Buy or sell, Bob, Springer should have been the ALCS MVP.
I'm going to sell it. I mean, Vlad kind of carried them for most of the postseason, and you mentioned the slow start. We were splitting hairs. If Springer would have won it, I wouldn't sit here and go, it was egregious that Vlad got hosed. But giving it to Vlad Jr., I don't think is out of bounds by any stretch of the imagination.
And our last topic today, in the NFL, Vinny has the Patriots in his dirty dozen this week after they moved to 5-2. Very convincing win over the Saints. Drake May starting to look like a first-round talent, and they're just taking care of business against inferior teams. Of course, the biggest win of all was them going on the road to beat the Bills in primetime. All of this has led New England to actually sit on top of the AFC East standings right now, something we thought would have been impossible just a few months ago. Look at the rest of their schedule, even more weaker teams. As it stands right now, the Buccaneers and the rematch against the Bills, they're only two prospective opponents with winning records. Buffalo, on the other hand, will have to face the Bucs. of course, the Pats, as well as the Chiefs, Steelers, and Eagles. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Patriots have a clear path to the division crown.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. You know, because, you know what? They play better defense than Buffalo does. Buffalo's defense is, and Josh Allen hadn't been playing great either. So, I mean, they've got some injury issues, you know, and they've got some defensive problems.
They need to run the ball more with Cook.
That too. Well, they're kind of like the Ravens.
And this Ramondre Stevenson, he's quietly does a job for them.
Yes, he does.
When he's not fumbling.
Well, that's a good point there. But. Yeah, but hey, who would have thunk it?
And Drake May is playing better than Josh Allen the last couple weeks.
Right now, no doubt about that. Yeah, Patriots in first place in the AFC East when we come back. Well, the Toronto Blue Jays won the division. They beat the Yankees. They won the American League Championship. Now they get the Dodgers next for a chance to win their first World Championship since 1993. Talk about the Orioles managerial search and everything else heading into the Fall Classic. Winter meetings coming up a little more than a month. We'll see how busy Mike Elias is going to be. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Going to hear more from Roquan. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh, Marlon Humphrey, among others. Vinny's Feeble Five. Are the Ravens in it this week? They were off, so they couldn't lose. Didn't win, but we'll get into all of that. And then Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Talk about that college football landscape. Who are the Heisman favorites heading into this one? Ty Simpson, is he all of a sudden the leader in the clubhouse? Remember how bad they were in week one against Florida State?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll talk to in a few minutes. Joining us now to preview that. Talk about the offseason so far, where the Orioles stand in this whole mix. From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back Mike Exisa. Mike, good afternoon. How you feeling today? And when we talk about game sevens, sometimes they don't live up to the hype. Last night's did, and then some.
Last night was the whole series really was really good. And last night was just like the perfect kind of like exclamation point on it. And I wish we could have seen like the Mariners had their pitching like completely lined up, because that 15-inning game five where they had to use Castillo in relief, they had to use Logan Gilbert, like none of them really seemed at their best after that. So maybe things would have been different without that, but otherwise it was just a great series from start to finish.
Now, for George Springer, he's a guy that had the success in Houston, and I don't want to take it in the trash can gate and all that. If you do, obviously, I mean, we can roll down that road if we want to, but we look at prime time players. I mean, old school, Bob Gibson was great in the postseason, Catfish Hunter, pitchers, Reggie, obviously, Mr. October, and others. But what about Springer, at least for modern day dudes, rising to the occasion no matter what the circumstances are? Is he going to win the MVP of the American League? I mean, he's capable, but maybe that ship has sailed. But is there anyone more clutch right now than Springer is in October?
Well, I mean, maybe Vlad Guerrero. Guerrero's been great too, and you know, Springer, he wasn't good last year, right? He wasn't horrible, but he looked like a player who was in his mid-30s and is kind of reaching the end of the line there. And then this year, he was healthy first and foremost. It's been the first time in maybe 2 or 3 years where he's healthy, and you kind of look at the Blue Jays, their entire team. It's just everybody's just better than they were last year. They had one of the worst offenses in baseball last year. They were below expectations, last place in the AL East, and they made some small changes. You know, Andrés Giménez, Anthony Santander didn't do nothing for them. And so those small changes, the offseason changes didn't do anything, and the rest of the team is just a whole lot better than they were last year, and Springer's a major part of that. And yeah, he's been one of the best postseason performers of this era. And yes, the Astro stuff, the trash can banging and all that, yes, that is kind of a black mark on his legacy. That's just the way it is because he was a part of it, and we know people have gone back and tracked who heard the most trash can bangs. He was up there, so that's just part of it. But you look at what he did last night and what he's really done for the Blue Jays all postseason. I mean, he's clearly one of the best postseason performers just of this generation and really all time, right? I think he's 4 or 5 home runs behind Manny Ramirez for the all time lead in the postseason. It really is incredible.
Now, Mike, before we preview the World Series, let's go to the NLCS. Dodgers sweep the Brewers, and Milwaukee's been kind of a regular participant in October baseball, but just cannot get over the hump. Where does Milwaukee go from here after yet another disappointment? I mean, they went quietly. Yelich didn't do anything. They couldn't get any offense generated. Where do the Brewers go from here?
Yeah, you kind of look at their offense. It's a lot of contact, but there's not that much power there. And the Blue Jays are a lot of contact with a ton of power. So they have a much better chance against the Dodgers, I think. The Brewers, they kind of run into the same problem every year where they have this great regular season. I mean, they beat all the preseason expectations, and they're just a really great team, and they get to the postseason and they lose to a team that operates the exact same way but has more money. And I don't know how you could solve that because I don't think a salary cap is going to fix it, because the salary cap is not going to force anyone to spend more money. Like, none of the owners are going to spend more money with a cap. That's a different problem. But I don't know how you fix it. I don't know what the Brewers do there, because obviously they're doing something right because they're a great team every year. Is it just a matter of you just keep plugging along with what you're doing because it gets you there every year, and you just kind of hope things go your way one postseason? That's a little tough because they are a low power team, and we see it every year that home runs are going to win you games in October, and they just don't do that. That's not their game. And you kind of look at the Rays in the same situation, and these teams that are built on depth and, you know, having so many different players contribute, they kind of have a ceiling in the postseason. Like, you get to the postseason, the last, like, 6 or 7 spots on your roster just don't matter. Those guys just don't play. You know, you need your stars. That's why you see the Dodgers with Freeman and Ohtani. Those are the teams winning championships because the stars are what win you titles. And the Brewers just don't have that. And unless they grow them themselves with Jackson Chourio, unless he becomes that guy, I'm not sure how they acquire that player. I don't know. They're obviously doing something right because they get to the postseason every year. They win 90-something games. They just hit a ceiling when they get there, and that's tough to overcome.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com, talking baseball. World Series is set. Dodgers taking on the Blue Jays starts on Friday. And we talked about Springer. How about Ohtani? 10 Ks, 3 homers in the clincher for the Dodgers. But the difference in this World Series, ultimately, Mike Exesa, is going to be what Dodgers trying to repeat, Blue Jays trying to win for the first time since they repeated back in 93.
Yeah, you know, I really think it's going to be the bullpens, neither of which is any good, but Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, has a tendency to kind of like lean on his guys. Like he still leans on Blake Treinen, like he's the Blake Treinen of old who's dominant, and he's not that anymore. He's at the end of his career. He had a lengthy injury this year. He hasn't been as good in the past, but that's how Robert treats him. He treats him like he's a shutdown reliever, and it feels like one of these games is going to come down to Blake Treinen being in a position that he shouldn't be in. That's kind of what worries me on the Dodgers' end, and I think you look at the rotations. If you like lined up the eight starting pitchers between the two teams, the top four are probably Dodgers. Like their worst starter is Tyler Glass now, and that guy's really good. And are they going to be as good as they were against the Brewers? No, there's no chance they'll be that good again, because really you can't be that good again. That's like just something you don't do again. And also the Blue Jays are just a much better offense there. I just feel like the offenses are so evenly matched. The Dodgers have an advantage in the rotation. I don't think it's a huge advantage, but it is an advantage. And then you just look at the bullpens, like the late innings of this series are going to be like pretty chaotic, I think. And as a fan of those two teams, I would hate it, but as somebody who's like an impartial observer, this is going to be great. I think we're going to see a lot of fireworks in the late innings, a lot of lead changes. I just feel like sometimes Roberts kind of puts himself in a corner where he just doesn't, he'll use guys he trusts that are not the pitchers he thinks they are anymore.
Hey, Mike, with all the job openings and stuff, is there enough candidates to go around, and who do you like best for the Orioles job?
Yeah, well, there's always enough candidates. You know, whether there's enough good candidates is another matter, you know. Pujols is out there, and people I talk to in baseball think a lot. I think Pujols has a chance to be a really great manager. I have no idea if he's the right guy, because really, how could you possibly know? He's never really managed other than in winter ball, but obviously he's gonna be somebody who walks into a clubhouse and it's going to be like instant respect. You know, you're not going to be hiring a first-time manager who's never played in the big leagues, never really coached at a high level. It's not one of those situations there. I'm not the best person to ask about managerial candidates, because nobody really knows how good any of these people are going to be until they get in there. I think the Giants, talking about hiring Tony Vitello from University of Tennessee, I'm kind of fascinated by that, because he's never played professionally, never coached professionally. He's a career college coach, and it's just a completely different skill set, right? Going from college to professional baseball. You know, we see it all the time in the NBA and the NFL, but it's basically never happened in baseball. You know, Pat Murphy with the Brewers was a longtime college coach, but then he was a bench coach for a long time. And he worked in a front office for a major league team. He had some major league experience there, and the fellow just doesn't have it. And, you know, the Orioles, I know they're connected to Pujols. I'm not really sure who else there. I think Scott Service was out there, who, former Mariners manager. I really don't know who the best pick is. You know, you think you hire the right guy, and then it turns out he's not. You think you hate a hire, you hate who they hire, and the guy turns out to be great. These are just, you know, you're really kind of rolling the dice on managers.
How about this? They don't get two starters, a middle-of-the-lineup thumper, a new bullpen, and a closer. It doesn't matter who they hire as manager. Mike Exesa from CBSSports.com. World Series winner is going to be who, Mike?
I picked the Blue Jays in seven games. I really like their offense, and I just feel like the Dodgers kind of have this air of invincibility about them right now, but I think they're beatable, and I think they're on to beat them.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Fall Classic. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure thing, guys. Thanks.
There's Mike Exesa, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw. I haven't really spoken to old Quick Draw here much today. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Feeble 5 at 1:15. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 7 weeks? And then Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. It's Ohio State. Then the rest. Is it Ohio State, Indiana? And the rest. Is Texas A&M for real? I mean, who knows what's going on, and what the hell's going on with Maryland right now? Jerry still got them bowl eligible and projecting them to a bowl game, but can they get the 6 wins necessary? Ravens are still 6.5-point favorites, so I'm guessing the assumption is that he'll be back this week for the game. If he doesn't practice tomorrow or Thursday, that line's going to change significantly and probably in Chicago's favor. Let's bring Quick Draw McGraw in here. Nolan, what do you think here? I mean, the odds makers always seem to have their finger on the pulse of things, and it's still a pretty hefty spread. What, they won three in a row, four in a row. Ravens have lost four in a row. They've won four in a row, Chicago, but yet they're getting 6.5. And the Ravens starting quarterback wasn't even in practice yesterday.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised it didn't get taken off the board yesterday, talking about the Ravens line against the Bears. Just with him not practicing, I mean, these books have a hair trigger finger with all this stuff, injury news, anything you can think of. So for Lamar to not be out there yesterday and no movement at all, very puzzling. But I'll take it. I mean, they know something we don't, perhaps. Just as everyone has already said today, tomorrow's the big day. And tomorrow's it, you know, and it, we'll know. We'll know right then and there. And I'll just go ahead and say it right now. I mean, Tyler Huntley, Cooper Rush, it doesn't matter to me. Really, Leary, bring Leary back. It doesn't matter. It's literally all the same. I mean, you want to praise Tyler Huntley for giving them what appeared to be a little bit of a spark in that Rams game. You know, he was able to escape the pocket and scramble for a first down.
Still took four sacks.
Right. Yeah. But then you still...
the four sacks of the game.
Well, more egregious than that because, I mean, the O-line was garbage and has been. But the end of that drive when they're threatening to potentially maybe score there, you find yourself in a fourth down situation and he throws the ball out of bounds. So there you go. It's the backup quarterback experience, or really the Tyler Huntley experience. There's a reason why he was let go a couple years ago and given the opportunity to explore backup opportunities with other teams. You know, he's not this world beater. You know, maybe we have these grand visions of what happened back in 2021 when he was thrown into the fire, or 22, whatever year it was.
22, yeah.
Right. And they lost a lot of games that were close. You know, you say, well, you know, they came up just 2 points short of a great team. What does that even mean? It means nothing. You know, Tyler Huntley's a backup quarterback for a reason. So if Lamar's not out there, don't even start talking to me about predictions because it's over.
The players know if he's playing or not playing, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing, you know, players talk to agents.
Somebody knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
I think that's why the spread hadn't gone down yet.
But just out of curiosity, if Lamar's not there tomorrow, just watch John Harbaugh's head explode.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with the media, having to answer the question.
Right.
Injury report comes out of four.
Well, he already flipped because right before the bye week, it was, do you expect Lamar to be back for the Bears game? And what do you say? For sure? And then 2 seconds later, well, I don't know. And then, you know, realized that instantly realized he put his foot in his mouth. And it wasn't the only time he did it. I mean, he was very optimistic when talking about Lamar before the bye. And yesterday, no comment at all. It would not go into individual statuses for 1 second.
Now, go back to the Rams game looking for a positive offensively. Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Lamar doesn't play, does play, et cetera, et cetera. Is there hope, however, that what we saw against the Rams could be more of the Derrick Henry we'll see against Chicago and Miami, what, 2 games in 5 days, that sort of thing? I mean, at least are we going to get a boost from number 22 being number 22 here?
Bob, I would say yes. And the reason I say it is the Bears are 28th against the rush. They're not good against the rush. Average per rush, Bob, they're almost last in the league. They give up 5.3 yards per rush.
Yeah, didn't Detroit like run all over them when they dropped the 50 clip?
So, I mean, and they can't rush the passer, you know? So, I mean, it sounds like the Ravens defense is what it sounds like. But
minus the turnovers.
You know, I think I'll be disappointed if they're not knocking some of these guys off the ball because they don't have any D linemen that are really like stud type guys.
What do you think, Nolan?
Just need to see that commitment, right? Because the results are there, right? I was looking at this from my update earlier, but you know, Ravens over 5 yards per carry averaging, and they're bottom five in rushing attempts. Just makes no sense. Mm-hmm. You know, and I understand when you're playing from behind, you end up passing more. But even still, like we've seen at times when it's a one possession game, and the Ravens just go away from the run. They did it earlier this year with Derrick Henry. I mean, it just there's something off. There's clearly something off here, whether it's the play calling, the players executing. It just has never looked quite in sync since that Buffalo game. And then that didn't even result in a win.
So should Todd Monken be getting more heat than he's been getting? And he's been getting a lot lately, but nowhere near the Zach Gore level heat. And, you know, we can go back to, what was the Kansas City game where maybe Harbs, I'm going to throw you under the bus so, you know, take some of the heat off of Zach Gore. But, you know, they've scored 13 points in the last two games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got a crappy quarterback and an O-line that's not playing very good. You know, no Ronnie Stanley and no Lamar.
But, you know, play calling's been called into question, too, here.
A little bit. But I think if Lamar comes back and it's similar results and they're still having trouble moving the ball, they're still having trouble finishing in the red zone, then it's totally fair at that point. Yeah. But it, we've seen – I just got done bashing the backup quarterback situation. I can't in good conscience bash Todd Monken for basically, you know, coordinating with his hands tied behind his back.
And we'll get into when we come back NFL lunch, John Harbaugh's comments by the O-line possibly making some changes here. Now, Ronnie's back. Ronnie's been back before, and the two times he's tried to play on the bum ankle, he hasn't made it through the first half.
Nope.
So he's back, but is he back? And what's Voorhees and Rosengarten? Your right side of your line with Falele has been dreadful this year. Linderbaum, as he costed himself a lot of money here in 2025. Hey, likely not getting the ball. Bateman, not getting the ball. Does this change?
Well, Bateman got paid. Likely he's a free agent.
Yeah, so is he? He was hurt, so we'll give him that. He missed, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
But since he's been back, where's he been?
Yeah, he's been nowhere to be found right now, you know, and he's had some open – for some reason, all rush – all he could see was 89. That's all he saw. Like he was – whether he's open or whether he's covered, I'm throwing it to 89. I don't care what anybody says. 89, you're getting it. Hey, those guys are wide open. Nope, 89, you're getting it.
You want to join us for NFL lunch? Now's your chance. 410-583-1057. Feeble 5 at 115. We're the 5 worst teams in the NFL through 7 weeks. And then Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Talk college football with him. Indiana coming to Maryland in a couple of weeks, ranked number 2. Number 2 in the country with maybe the Heisman Trophy favorite. We'll get Jerry's thoughts on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.